News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
Taxi passengers need to be provided with cashless payment options in all taxis as a matter of public health. Well, that's the view of our next guest, Gerry Buttermer, who's the Fine Gael senator. Gerry, are you saying that all taxi drivers, all taxis, should be obliged to offer these cashless payment options?
Good morning, Andrea. Yes, what I'm proposing and asking is building upon what the National Transport Authority have begun, is to move towards a card payment system, to implement a cashless transaction system in taxis, or to give people the option. And I think as we move through this pandemic, the more you talk to people, the more you see and experience that people are limiting their physical contact in terms of paying cash, in terms of using coins. And this is the next logical step based upon what the NTA have been doing. We already have seen an arrangement at Dublin Airport with the taxi lines where they have an agreement with a group in terms of the use of cashless payment. Mm. And I'm asking the NTA, to expedite the actual process.
Now, I have to say, the NTA say they're committed to achieving the provision of the cashless payment options for the taxi drivers, and that they are engaged with the taxi committee, the advisory committee there, and the transport department on that. Are you saying, I'm interested in this, is the onus on the taxi driver, or maybe it's the company they're working for, or is it the NTA? Who do you think the owner should be on to pay for the installation of this?
I think it's a combination of approach. I mean, we've seen, if you look at the most recent paper by the NTA, where passengers coming in Dublin Airport, for example, 48% of ordinary passengers prefer to use card, but when it comes to business travellers, it's 69%. And we're seeing a growing awareness now across the world in terms of the use of a variety of different means of payment, whether it's Google or Apple Pay, whether it's credit cards, whether it's Revolut or whatever. There's now a movement. And I think there's a need now for the NTA to end the process that they've started and to stop using the excuses of the pandemic, to bring this to an end. You know, you can create partnerships with various digital payment providers to implement the cashless transaction system in taxis.
Okay, and I can understand, though. I know the NTA say they are committed to doing it, but I can understand that there's probably taxi drivers listening to us here on News Talk Breakfast, Gerry, this morning, who are thinking, you know, I'd be a little bit weary of having the card machine in the car. There could be maybe technical problems with it, and I'm sure there's some older drivers that would be a little bit hesitant about doing it.
Absolutely, and I've spoken to taxi drivers here in Cork who expressed that view, and have also expressed a view around people, you know, having car payments declined. But remember, the NTA have an obligation to work with taxi drivers. It shouldn't be all about the taxi driver. There's also, you know, the phone that we hold in our hand, the majority of phones now, you can use them as the card machine. So, you know, systems are moving away from having just the card being a terminus, if you know what I mean. So I think there's a movement that can be done.
Okay.
And I know that taxi drivers are reticent. I've spoken to a lot of them here in Cork, and some of them have given me the view that, you know, people mightn't be able to pay, that the chip and pin machine mightn't work. Mm-hmm. But the bottom line here is the National Transport Authority is the overriding authority, and they have a job to work
you
with.
You want
us,
them to
and
do
I
that.
Think,
okay.
Yeah.
All right. Gerry Buttermer, Fine Gael Senator, my thanks to you for joining us here on News Talk Breakfast this morning.